billions could be lost from soybeans in the China tariff war. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
I mean, I hate the fact that such a report seems so down and depressing, but I will agree that it does speak to the fact that a more diversified export market is a pretty good long-run target for many agricultural products.
You know, while Tennessee farmers are busy planting more than a million acres of soybeans across the state this spring, many of the farmers are wondering just might what happen to the value if, in fact, China would impose a tariff on U.S. soybeans. And that's been the study from researchers at the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture, Professor and Blasingame Chair of Excellence, Andrew Muhammad.
And so what we find, even if we just sort of look at the mid-range tariff, what we selected here for 25%, that we estimate a loss of about $4.5 billion for the U.S. soybean sector within the Chinese market.
Andrew Muhammad says the tariff situation is vastly important to Tennessee, where soybeans are the highest valued ag commodity in the state now, with a value of almost $800 million a year. And we export about half of those, many going to China. And the implications to nationwide soybean producers would be extremely costly if that can't be made up elsewhere.
Obviously, the goal is to sort of build up these other foreign markets for U.S. soybean and soybean products, but it would take quite a bit to make up for a significant loss in the Chinese market, just because all of these other markets are significantly smaller and don't account for as large of a percentage of U.S. export disappearance.
Muhammad says if a 25% tariff is applied to U.S. soybean exports to China, UTIA researchers estimate potential farm-level losses could reach 33 cents to $1.76 per bushel. With higher tariffs, losses would be even greater. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.